Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy, Director of Media Relations here at Caldwell. It's May on a university campus, and that means it is the end of the academic year. And for seniors, it is time for graduation. Here at Caldwell University, we recently held Honors Convocation to celebrate students, faculty, and staff who have shown outstanding accomplishments. Today, I'm very excited to be joined by several of our seniors who received those awards. Joining me is Olivia Barnes, Dennis Brady, Michelle Eng, Stephen Hahn, Caitlin Houts, and Avery Zarbetsky. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
This is a very exciting time for you all, so we have much to talk about. So as you reflect on the last 4 years, please tell us what Caldwell University has given you. What are you taking with you from here? So Stephen Hahn, we'll start with you. You received the CPIN Award at Honors Convocation for the senior class. Mm-hmm. And it goes to an exemplary student, and you were nominated by your peers. You're receiving a degree in?
Biology.
And
a minor in chemistry.
Minor in chemistry. Mm-hmm. And then you are heading off to medical school. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And what are you taking with you from Caldwell?
You know, I would say that one of the things that I'm going to miss the most about Caldwell is the people. And, you know, I'm speaking for both the peers and the faculty here. You know, I've had a really satisfying and a fulfilling time here, I feel. I took my first year to just sort of really get to know the social atmosphere of the school and really make friends and, you know, go out for movies, you know, maybe like Burger King, McDonald's at hours that probably should be asleep. But then after that, I started getting more into campus activities like orientation leader, more clubs like Circle K or Health Professions Club. Throughout that journey, speaking to more of my academic side, one of my mentors, Dr. Berkey, she was able to really help me in developing my professional side. So in terms of like presenting my research and how to conduct interviews and how to sort of present myself in more professional situations. I think that's one of the more important things I've taken away from here.
And you'll be taking that to medical school
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Which starts sooner rather than later, correct?
Right. We're actually starting July 9th, which is, I believe, a couple months early than when most medical schools start.
Terrific. Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Olivia Barnes, you received the Trustee Recognition Award, quite a prestigious award from the Caldwell University Board of Trustees. And that award recognizes a student's giftedness and how that student has generously shared her gifts with the reflection of Caldwell's core values and mission. And I know you've been very involved. You had your studies, you worked, you volunteered, you were involved in clubs. You are receiving a degree in communication and media studies
with
a minor in political science.
Right, yes.
So tell us about your journey at Caldwell.
Well, my journey, it's been long. It seems like it's been long, but it actually flew by. I was president of the Black Student Union, so I revitalized that club because it really was like non-existent, and I felt that it was really important to have club like that on campus, especially
Terrific.
When there's like, you know, a lot of students of color on campus. So there was that. I worked as a peer advisor in the advisement office. So that's like mentoring students and helping them register for classes, all that good stuff. I volunteered outside of school, and I also tried to bring those values to Caldwell just to like, you know, help people out and bring them along and let them see different lights of different stuff. So I would say taking things from Caldwell, I would be taking a lot of leadership with me when I leave. So I just feel like they've instilled a lot in me that I didn't come here with. And you meet people, like Stephen said, you meet people who are really kind of like family now. So like even professors, faculty, like, yeah. So.
Wonderful. Caitlin Houts, you received the Leadership in Ministry Award. You are going to be receiving an elementary education and psychology degree next year because you're doing your student teaching in the fall.
Yes.
So you've been very involved in student activities and campus ministry, which led to you receiving this award. Can you tell us about those activities?
Sure. So when I transferred into Caldwell, I wanted to get right into the activities and I wanted to jump right into all of these different clubs, and campus ministry was one that I really felt connected with. So right from the beginning of that first semester, I started helping tutor younger students. We would do food collections. I took part in the midnight runs. And then it led to the opportunity to travel and to Belize. And that was when I realized that the campus ministry was who provided those opportunities. And it was a part of the campus that I've connected with the entire time.
That mission trip to Belize that the university does annually in,
yes.
in January.
I've been blessed to be able to go twice. Wonderful. So it was really a great experience for me.
Wonderful. Michelle Ang, you received the Leadership Award. It's called the Excellence in Leadership Award. You also received the Kappa Gamma Pi St. Catherine of Alexandria Medal and honors in your department. Did I miss anything there?
You got it all.
And you're finishing college in 3 years.
Yes, that's correct.
And you told me before that Caldwell helped you become a leader. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so for me, I started technically as a sophomore coming in, but I still wanted to experience the freshman, you know, trying everything out. So for me, I joined a lot of clubs. So I joined the step team along with Olivia. I was in HPC and Circle K.
What is HPC?
The Health Professions Club. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other clubs just to experience everything here. And I even worked in the lab with Dr. Berkey as well. So I got to just try out a lot of the different experiences here as much as I could. And I really enjoyed just being a part of so many different things and meeting so many different people. And I think that's why I got a lot out of these different activities as well as getting involved in whatever I could, like even just helping the Korean Development Center with their fairs, which are a lot of fun as well. So just like whatever was out there, I just did, just to try it out and see what, you know, what was available. And in the end, it really inspired me to do something for Caldwell, to be a leader, and to step up, to do more for students that were coming in here, to give that experience to them, to want them to do more. And I think we don't get that a lot in a lot of other schools, especially because our school's small. We get the chance to meet people and really get to know people. So I felt that it just motivated me to be a leader and to step up and to make the sacrifices I need to do that. And in the end, it was very rewarding. In the end, I met a lot of amazing people that I will definitely keep in touch with, especially like my friends, like as I told you, my friends who are international. So my friends from Nepal, from Burma, from all over the world, even in from New Jersey, we'll stay connected. So I'm excited and I'm happy to have learned so much here.
And your future aspirations?
So for me, I'm going to graduate school in Stockton University for the Master's Occupational Therapy program. And I'm really excited for it because I've been pretty stressed, I'll admit, for the application process during the school year. So I'm really happy to be going somewhere to a great program.
And we're excited for you.
Thank you.
Avery Zarbetsky, you received the Golden Eagle Award for Excellence in American History. And that's given to a senior graduating with a BA in history, social studies, or political science who maintained a GPA of 3.5 or higher and demonstrated excellence in American history and participated in community service and clubs. So what did it mean to you to receive that award?
I always knew I wanted to be a history major. I've always liked history. I've always found those classes the most interesting. So I've always taken them, even when I haven't. I've taken electives as history classes. And to get the award, it really just, like, it validates how much hard work I put into the classes I had and all the work I did and my thesis. So it really just validated the last 4 years, everything I've done.
And you had a quite interesting thesis this year. Can you tell us about that?
I did. I did it on the 1967 Newark riots. I'm from Harrison originally, which is right next door to Newark, and my whole life growing up, I always heard about the riots, and I really wanted to delve into deeper about what caused them. And then my mentor, Dr. Mullaney, who helped me with the process, is actually from Newark, so we had a connection about what we did and where we're from and the people we've known. So it was really enriching to kind of see New Jersey's past.
And I saw that display. It was quite visual, very pictorial. It was a wonderful display. You were also involved in the Sister Story Project, the oral history project with the Sisters of St. Dominic of Caldwell.
I was very excited about that. It was the first project I really did. It was the first kind of big thing I did at Caldwell as a sophomore. It was the first time they've ever done it. I really didn't know what to expect, but I was paired with Sister Mary Amelia, and it was just, it was such a lovely experience, and everyone really learned so much from them, and it's just, it's so important to learn history and to preserve it, and the people, for everyone to keep for posterity, and just, I thought that was a great experience that the sisters got to tell their stories, and us as students got to learn about them.
And understand the foundation of Caldwell University, the Catholic Dominican Foundation.
I mean, the sisters here just have such a passion for Caldwell, and they really dedicated their lives, and it was just, it was wonderful to see that and hear their stories about why they've been here and why they are here.
Terrific. Dennis Brady, Communications and Media Study major with a minor in Business Administration, and you received the Department Award in Communication and Media Studies. You've been very involved in campus, worked in the admissions office, speaking to incoming students and their parents, and been involved in clubs. So what has Caldwell done for you?
I came in here, and obviously my sister, she was a graduate of 2014, so that was the transition between, you know, did I want to come to a new school and start fresh or have some basis of understanding of Caldwell? She had nothing but amazing things to say about it. She was as involved on campus, and I thought to do the same thing. But I found my own lane. Admissions has been amazing for me. It's great to be seeing the process of everyone trying to decide, make or breaking, what school they really want to go to. And to have that impact on others is incredible. Operation Smile is the club, you know, that we really spearheaded. It's, you know, raising money for cleft lip and palate surgeries that we're trying to raise, especially in third world countries. So to have that impact as well, and to take that for 4 years through and be able to make a difference on campus and make a difference in the lives of people that really need it is incredible.
Such a worthwhile experience.
Definitely.
You have been selected to be the speaker for the undergraduate ceremony. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Can you give us a sneak preview of what you might say?
Sure. Okay.
You're hearing it right here.
Yeah, so this is breaking news here.
Yes.
I think a quote that I really wanted to add in there was about my mother, and she said that she dropped me off at freshman orientation as a child, and she is walking out of the ceremony after I get off stage giving the speech as an adult. So I think that kind of encapsulates everything, is that Caldwell has done so much for us in those transitional years between freshman and senior year are so important, and that foundation that they set for us in work ethicness and faith and, you know, caring about other people, that is somewhere where you really can't find anywhere else. So to be able to come to Caldwell, everyone here has embraced it so well. We have, through this conversation, we have nothing but good things to say about the school, and some of us are going on to work or going on to grad school. So what I'm just trying to do is have a summation of everything that we felt in these 4 years. Hopefully I do a good job, fingers crossed. Hopefully everyone likes it. But, you know, it's going to be it's an amazing honor. It's going to be an amazing time.
I will definitely like it. It will be wonderful.
Thank you. I hope so.
We'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
So Caldwell University has a slogan about your defining moment. Any defining moments that anyone would like to share?
I have one. So
Caitlin.
Yes. Caldwell does a very good job with education students and giving them the real life experience in a classroom. Your first semester as an education student, you get right into the classroom and you get to observe different teachers and really implement what you've been learning here in your classes at school. And my defining moment would be when I went to Belize the first time, and we were working in a village, which was right next to a school, and one of the teachers came up to us and said, "Do you want to come see the students? Do you want to see what the school is like?" And I immediately jumped at that opportunity. And I went into the classroom, and it was a kindergarten class, and the students were learning about time, and the one student had a question, so I was able to help them. And the teacher said, "Well, why don't you explain that to the rest of the class?" So I was able to get right up to the front of the classroom and teach the entire class. And it wasn't till after the lesson was done that I really realized that I wouldn't have been able to do that without learning what I've had to learn in my normal classes here. They've taught me everything I need to know to get right in front of a classroom, and I was comfortable doing that in a different country.
And you'll be taking that to your classroom here in the United States.
Yes.
What a wonderful experience.
Yes.
Olivia, any defining moments for you?
I have a few, but just to name one would be, it would actually be like a kind of a quote from my professor that like really pushed me into doing everything that I've done like my past 4 years. So my freshman year, I was actually just starting to, like, I love communications, but actually, like, speaking in front of people in a college classroom was kind of scary. But I guess I did pretty well, and my professor told me, you're going to go so far in life, just keep pushing. And just that alone just gave me so much strength to, like, just start doing extra things on campus beside, like Michelle said, we were on step team together. Then I became, like, vice president of the step team, then BSU, and I'm just, like, I was literally everywhere. My boss is like, you need to relax. But but it was just, I think that was the moment where I really understood that if I just keep pushing, that I can do anything. And having a professor and, like, faculty here tell you and, like, have your back about things, I think was my defining moment. So, yeah.
Final question for all of you. Quick go around here. In one word, can you describe Caldwell University? Your first, Olivia.
I would say sensational.
Avery?
I really think it's been enriching.
I would say it's rewarding.
Michelle?
Is it okay if I explain my word?
Sure, absolutely.
This is the reason why I chose it. So one of my favorite words is pursuit. And for me, it's been a constant, like, roller coaster for me to pursue the best things here and to go for the best things. So that's why, like, my word is pursuit. So, yeah.
Dennis?
My word is definitely impactful for all Cole has done for not only me, everyone else as well.
And Steven?
My word would be actually fulfilling. I had a really great time here, and I'm really satisfied with how my college career turned out. And, you know, I have nothing but to thank Caldwell for that.
Well, we've talked about what you've received from Caldwell, but it's very clear that you have given so much to the university. So we thank you for all of that. And as Olivia said, keep pushing.
Yes.
And thank you for being here. My thanks also to our students, Suni Gupta and Drew Timothy, for their production assistance. I'm Colette Liddy. Thank you for tuning in to Caldwell University Conversations. Please join us next time.